The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the last episode of your Wealth Lesson Radio for this week. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. As you all know, that today is dedicated to answering your questions. But before we do that, here's a quick snapshot of what played out on the floor of the Nigerian equity market yesterday. The Nigerian stock market on Thursday closed on a positive note as the all-share index appreciated by 0.07% to close at 39,477.18 points from the previous close of 39,449.82 points. Investors gained 14 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.07% to settle at 20.568 trillion naira from the previous close of 20.554 trillion naira. An aggregate of 186.33 million units of shares were traded in 3,595 deals, valued at 1.79 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 27 equities appreciated in their share prices against 12 equities that declined in their share prices. Eternal PLC leaded the gainers with 9.97% growth, closing at 7 naira 50 kobo from the previous close of 6 naira 82 kobo. UDPC, AECO, GlaxoSmith, and Honeywell Flour, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.74%, 8.42%, 7.94%, and 7.45% respectively. Ikeja Hotels led other price decliners as it shed 10% of its share price, closing at 1 naira 26 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 40 kobo. Square PSC and APC Transport, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.43% and 8.33% respectively. Sovereign Trust Insurance traded about 19.67 million into its shares in 34 deals, valued at 4.64 million naira. Lafarge Africa WAPCO traded about 17.43 million into its shares in 140 deals, valued at 382.41 million naira. Honeywell Flour traded about 15.04 million into its shares in 217 deals, valued at 52.41 million naira. I'll go on a short break. When I come back, Mr. Aaron Akebira will be responding to some of the questions sent in. Stay tuned and don't touch that dial.
The Oracle is back!
Welcome back. Like I said before the break, with me on the program this morning is Mr. Aaron Akebira, Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's good to have you again on the program this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get down to the question we have. Let's first take a look at the report released by the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics. According to that report, the GDP growth for quarter 2 2021 is 5.01%. What will be the implication of this growth on the market?
Yeah, what came out from the Nigerian Bureau of Statistics is that the Nigerian economy via the GDP had a growth of 5.01 as against 0.5 of quarter 2021, and most what the analysts are saying that what we are looking at is because we are trying to compare this year, which is a non-COVID year, to 2020, which was a COVID year. But by and large, what we think that is a confidence booster as far as the growth in the economy is concerned. And I think in the market, what it means is that people begin to have hope, people begin to look forward that the economy will get better, if not by quarter three of this year, maybe at the end of the year, that we see a better GDP growth, which is a measure of exactly what is happening in the economy. So I think it's to have a good and positive impact in the market.
All right, sir. So the questions we have from our listeners, this is the first one. Please, is there any information on what is going on with JITCO?
I think what I should ask them to understand at this time is that all the banks are having CBN as their primary regulator. And when the company is done with its management account, they sit on it before it is passed for auditing. And because we know that GT pay interim dividend. You cannot pay dividend without auditing your account. So they will send it to audit. And when it comes back from audit, the management will sit on it and accept and adopt that result and send it to CBN for final approval. So if they don't get approval from CBN, there is no way they can release that result. And I know that, I think about it before yesterday, GTCO wrote the market that is what they are waiting. They are waiting the approval of the primary regulator, which is CBN.
All right, sir. To the second question, please, is Mayor PLC same with Dunlop?
In fact, they are not. Dunlop was DN Dunlop. Tire manufacturer at Mayor is in paint. They are not the same.
All right, sir. Another question. How many weeks would it take CBN to approve interim dividend of Zenith Bank, UBA, Access, and JITCO?
What they should also know, it depends on the quality of the result that is presented before CBN by this entity. If there are things that are going to are straightforward, CBN will approve it, but if there are things that they need to be expunged or that need to be released, there are provisions that need to be made. The result should be going front and back. We'll go to the management, come back to CBN, go to the management, until there is a concession between CBN and the bank before it is released. So we cannot really know exactly when they are going to do it.
All right, sir. Thank you for that, sir. Going to the next question. What is the force behind upward movement of Pharmadeco?
I think it's a better loss. I think their loss in the quarter two, the corresponding year of 2020, was like 18 kobo. I think the loss they have now is between 2 and 3 kobo. I think the market is looking at that they are almost out of the woods. I think that's why the market is looking at Pharmadeco. So,
all right. Please, I need some more information on Veritas. Do they have record of dividend payment? What is their current PE ratio?
The what is looking for in Veritas is which information I really do not know. But I know that you are talking about dividend. All you need to do is to get across to their registrar, which is Unity Registrars Limited. And if they pay dividend and you do not receive your dividend, the records are there. That's why they are keeping the register. As far as you have, your name was on the register when the dividend was declared, your name will be entitled to. So you have your record with them. Get in touch with them and get it clarified.
Low and higher PE ratio, which one is good for long and short dividend earners? Please give me reasons for the answer.
What they should know is that for low PE ratio, they are called value stock. And IP ratio are called a growth stock. The lower the P ratio, the higher the earnings yield, because P ratio, earnings yield is an inverse of the P ratio. One of the things that you look for is a higher earnings yield, especially if it is over 10%. So the lower it is, the higher the earnings yield. It doesn't mean that a stock with P ratio is not good to position in. Well, I don't understand what the person means by long and short dividend earners. We only have three types of dividends in the market: special dividend, interim dividend, and final dividend. The only thing I would tell the person is that low P ratio is good for short term, while P ratio is good for long term.
Taking a look at the market generally this week, how do you think the market performed this week in the last 4 trading days?
I think it was mixed. It was mixed. It gained some days. It lost some days. One of the things I have not actually seen is that there have not been contribution from the big one, which means that the market is actually telling us a good direction. It's telling us a true direction. It has been mixed since Monday.
All right, sir. Your firm Global View Capital Limited is hosting a webinar later today. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. Myself and my team, Global View Capital Limited, we are putting up a webinar together. What we want to do is we want to take our listener through a lot of things in the market. And what we come to discover is that there are affiliate things that participants in the market are supposed to have at the tip of their finger that will make them to make it to the market. So that is why we are putting this seminar together. In the seminar, we'll be looking at one, maybe the state of the market, We talk about the money market need and what the bond and the treasury bonds are actually doing. We talk about the interim, the expected interim dividend. We'll be looking at online trading. We talk about account sign up and login process and the OTP. We talk about online trading tips and tricks as far as using the OMS is concerned. We'll look at market stroke research information. We'll look at posting Google review. I will look at how one can get contract notes without necessarily getting to our office, how you can get your CSS position and cash balances without getting actually getting across to us. Then we should also talk about how we have actually designed a simplified account opening process, which is a straight through, that you don't need to come into the office before you can open an account. Then we look at introduction to derivatives. We know that I think that is the next investment vehicle that the stock exchange is looking at. We talk about introduction to derivative and how they work, the risk, and what you start to gain when you are involved in it. We also look at portfolio balancing. How do you balance your portfolio and what you are supposed to do? Then we talk briefly about security lending. We also, those are the things that we have that we want to talk about. 1 p.m. today.
All right, sir. It's going to be a loaded event. Peradventure, someone is listening this morning and wants to join the webinar. What are the steps to take?
Yes, what the person just needs to do is to go to browser, whether it's on his phone or any device that he's using, and just type globalviewng.com. GlobalViewng.com. That is Global View, viewing it globally. GlobalViewng.com/webinar-registration. That's GlobalView.com/webinar-registration. And you see exactly what to do. Just fill in the form and bingo, you are on with us.
All right, sir. For more information and explanation on this webinar, let our audience have your contact number.
Yes, in any situation where maybe they don't actually get to understand what I'm saying, they can call me on 0802-300-9379, 0802-300-9379, and I will take time to put them through the process of them joining us for the webinar this afternoon by 1 p.m.
All right, sir. What will be your last word to our listeners this morning?
Yeah, I've always said you can see that good things are actually coming to happen in the market. The NGS itself is scheduling their AGM for 9th of September. I think it's a sign of good things to come. And the NGS is listed on the OTC. I'm only thinking that maybe one of the things we have been considering is how to move the stock from OTC to the main exchange. And I think we see another addition of to the capitalization of the market.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you for always coming on the program.
And thank you for having me.
All right, this is where we draw the curtain on the program for this week. You're the real MVP for staying tuned all through the week. In case you missed any of the web class on radio for the week, log on to stocksng.com to listen and read updates on the Nigerian capital market and the Nigerian economy. By the special grace of God, on Sunday at 10 p.m., Mr. Abayomi Babalorija will be live on LTV. You do not want to miss the in-depth analysis on the Nigerian capital market from the Oracle himself. Do well to tune in. And also call your friends to do likewise. It promises to be explosive as always. Until next week, when I shall be coming your way again. Same time, same station. Ruth Ebikole. Do have a restful weekend. Bye for now.